"For a short stretch only," said Fudge, not meeting Hagrid's eyes. "Not a punishment, Hagrid, more a precaution. If someone else is caught, you'll be let out with a full apology."
"Not Azkaban," croaked Hagrid.
Before Fudge could answer, there was another loud rap on the door. Dumbledore answered it. It was Harry's turn for an elbow in the ribs. He'd let out an audible gasp. Mr. Lucius Malfoy strode into Hagrid's hut, swathed in a long black travelling cloak, smiling a cold and satisfied smile. Fang started to growl.
"Already here, Fudge," he said approvingly. "Good, good."
"What are you doing here?" said Hagrid furiously. "Get out of my house!"
"My dear man, please believe me, I have no pleasure at all in being inside your... Do you call this a house?" said Lucius Malfoy, sneering, looked around the small cat. "I simply called at the school and was told that the headmaster was here."
"And what exactly did you want with me, Lucius?" said Dumbledore. He spoke politely, but the fire was still blazing in his blue eyes.
"Dreadful thing, Dumbledore," said Mr. Malfoy lazily, taking out a long roll of parchment. "But the governors feel it's time for you to step aside.